Just very quickly, Mr. Chairman, I wanted to acknowledge and thank Pat for responding to the industry request to reopen the Eastern U.S. Canada area. Thank you.
Anyone else? Yes, sir.
I'd like to say a few words on council business. This council makes its decisions on information provided, stock assessments provided by the National Marine Fisheries. And that affects the lives of a lot of people. However, we seem to have a difference here. The council gets the report that the fish stocks are low. They make decisions on cutting our days down, this and that. But yesterday I ran across an article in the newspaper that Mr. Hogarth said that the stocks are coming up and everything is going along very well. There's been an increase. Now, why are we facing cutbacks all the time unless the council is getting the wrong information from National Marine Fisheries? I would suggest that they have a private accounting firm go over their information and let the private people decide what's going on here with the statistics they have. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Anyone else? Thank
you. Thank you, John. Frank Gable. This is related to groundfish sectors. If I could just ask two or three questions through the chairperson to the regional administrator, perhaps not to be answered today, but perhaps at the November council meeting would be sufficient. And the comments or questions are like this. I'm asking, how many sectors can NIMS Nero process, groundfish or otherwise, at a time, including providing catch records for the permits? Another question would be, for fishing year 2009, which begins on May 1st of that year, when do the sector proposal documents, for example, the EA, the operations plan, need to be provided to NIMS Nero? And then a third question would be, is it possible or feasible that all the sector proponents who have put in proposals since April, May of this year, is it possible for those sector proposals to have a group environmental assessment, a group EA? Among them. And I thank you, John, for this opportunity, and I would ask if Pat could provide some answers at the November council meeting would be fine. Thank you kindly.
Thanks. Anyone else? Tom?
Thank you. Tom Osmer, speaking for the Vineyard and Tribe. I originally thought that we had a problem with our testimony in getting it actually distributed to the council members. I had thought it would be made available to interested parties as a matter of public record. It was submitted in June, and I think it was finally, they managed to copy it finally sometime by the end of September. Since in private discussions here today with the chairman and with the National Marine Fisheries staff people, they assure me that this matter will be resolved amicably. I mean, we don't want to make a problem. I just want to say thanks and hope that that it works out. I mean, as I explained, there was letters that we submitted, and I don't even have copies of all of them now, and inquiries were made from our congressman especially wanted to see copies of letters that we had submitted, and I didn't see our letters appear in any of the literature. It may be there where I haven't seen it yet, but I've just wanted to say that I'm hoping that we can resolve this matter, and we look forward to continuing to work with you folks. If you haven't seen the testimony or the documentary that was provided, please, you know, maybe you guys would be good to check it out if you haven't. Thanks.
Thanks, Tom. Anyone else? Sally?
Yeah, I just wanted to comment. I did have an opportunity to take a look at the DVDs that were submitted, and it was really pretty interesting to hear from people who don't normally come to council meetings or are able to come to council meetings. So if people still have those floating around their offices somewhere, it's worth just popping in and taking a look at and listening to what people who the council doesn't normally hear from have to say. Thank you.
Dave Preble.
Thank you. I'd like to also echo what Sally said. Particularly the footage, there were two videos, and I found them both to be very compelling. Particularly the footage on the small boat fishery out of Martha's Vineyard is some of the most compelling footage of working small boat fishing that I've seen. It certainly was an unsophisticated attempt, you know, at running off a home movie. It was a very well done production. And I strongly recommend that everybody take a look at it, and it'll give you a real good sense of what the small boat fishery in southern New England is all about. Thank you.
Thanks, Dave. Anyone else in the audience? One more bite, Tom.
Thanks, Sally. Thanks, Dave. All right, I appreciate it. A lot of those people are fishermen, but they also are leaders of our community and have long public service records. Thank you.
Thanks. Tom, I also watched your videos, and they reminded me a lot of what I've seen in my community, too. So appreciate you putting them together, and I've put them in my library in my town so they can be taken out. Okay. Anyone else? Going once, going twice. Okay, that concludes the public comment period for this meeting. We're back into the remaining items.